Hello and welcome to another Gaming Gang Extra, sponsored by Victory Point Games, where the gameplay is the thing. This time, I'll be talking with Rachel Griffin from Spin Master about Redekai. If you or someone you love is a Pokemon or Yu-Gi-Oh fan, then take a look at Redekai. Plus, Stratego's 50th anniversary in Stomple, right from the floor of Gen Con 2011. This is Elliot, and I'm talking with Rachel Griffin from Spin Master. Hi, Rachel.
Hi.
And welcome to the show.
Thank you. How are you?
Pretty good, pretty good. How has the show been for you so far?
The show has been fantastic. This is our first year at Gen Con, so it's been an absolute pleasant experience all around. Our booth has been nonstop from the get-go. We have three new hot properties that we're launching here. We have our Stomple game, which is a strategy game. We have Stratego, which is the 50th anniversary of Stratego. And we also have a new TCG game called Redekai, which also has a TV series on Cartoon Network as well. So
Redekai. Now is the TV series out yet?
TV series is out. It started on July. We had a sneak preview on July 16th, and then it started on July 23rd. It was the season, and it's doing quite well. So we're happy.
Is it?
Yes, we're happy.
That's good. Now, I have seen some of the Redekai cards. Wait, they're pretty cool. I wonder if you could describe them, because they're like got the 3D effect.
Correct.
And
so all of our cards, what's great about Redekai is multiple things. One, we have a Blast 3D technology, so all of the cards are 3D. Then the animation, the attack cards have an animated effect, so when you turn the cards, you can actually see the fire being thrown, so it hitting the opponent with the turn of the card.
Uh-huh.
And the third great thing we have is the play to stack ability. So when you layer your attack on top of your character, you can see through that card and see the attack happening to your character. And as it builds higher and higher and higher, you can see the character getting weaker and weaker and weaker, depending on how many attacks you throw.
Oh, right. That's right.
It's
got the transparency effect. Yes. That is very cool.
Yeah.
Now, how has Redekai been doing? Now, I know the show just came out. How's it been doing?
Well, it's doing well. We actually launched in Hobby first. We launched Hobby Stores June 1st, and so they've had the sneak peek of it all for the past 2 months. We're hitting mass retail stores this week, and TV commercials are going to start next week. So it's been in mass market for a week, and we hit TV next week coming up.
Excellent. Now, Stratego.
Yes.
A lot of people know about Stratego. Yes. It's been around for a long time. How did you guys manage to pick up Stratego and decide to put together the 50th anniversary edition?
Stratego has been around, obviously, for 50 years. Hasbro had it prior to us. And I think with so many board games that Hasbro has had, I think maybe Stratego just kind of didn't get as much attention as it needed. And when we bought Imagination Games, it kind of came along with the package. So we decided to amp it up a little bit. We did some new coverings. We could see with the 50th anniversary, we have it in like a very leather-bound book material with a great book inside with showing the directions, and as opposed to the fold-out papers that come in normal board games.
Uh-huh.
We've added additional, we refreshed all the animation on there and just gave it a little bit of love. So yeah, that's pretty cool. And
nice, yeah. I see it looks like a book that you could just... You can store it vertically on a shelf. It says Stratego on the side.
That's correct.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, so it's pretty nice. And then we have the regular version game as well.
Right.
We made it a sci-fi edition.
So you kind of rethemed it for sci-fi.
Yes, thank you. It's rethemed for the sci-fi world. Yes, correct. So we're happy about that. And then our third game we have here is Stomple, which is a strategy game where you want to outwit your opponent and you want to outstomp them. So it's a basic game where you enter the board game for the perimeter of the game. And
uh-huh.
you want to outstomp your opponent's marble, and the person whose stomper is on the table last is the one who wins. And depending on how many marbles you have left on the table, you get additional points added onto that.
Oh, I see. So you got these marbles, and you got this holes in the board, and a little thing that you can use to
the stomper.
Smush people's marbles through the board so that they're gone.
Correct.
It's all wood.
It's great. It's wood, the marbles, and those cat's eye marbles as well. So if you leave those on the board longest, when you win the game, you get additional points. Those are worth 3 points as opposed to the one with a regular marble.
Very cool.
So it's a lot of fun. And we have Greg, actually, the inventor for Stomple. He has been here as well, and he's autographing boards, and we're giving away some T-shirts. We have a life-size Stomple that we've been playing every day for a couple hours over in the gaming area right over there.
Oh, really?
That it's funny because some of these kids that are playing it, you know, are like 5, 6, and 7, and the Stomple piece is taller than they are. So they're, you know, they're picking it up and hugging it and, you know, shimmying it and putting it down. But,
right.
Yes, we have a life-size Stomple, which is great. And tournaments throughout the whole convention. We have junior and adults for Stomple and Stratego,
mm-hmm.
which prizes go everywhere from, you know, $500 gift cards. We have a Redekai championship that's going on right now where the grand prize winner gets the first ever Redekai champion trophy and an iPad 2 nice. And $500 worth of iTunes gift cards and all sorts of things. So that grand prize is about $1,000 worth of good stuff.
Wow, that's nice.
So yeah, it's been a lot of fun and interesting for me since it's my first Gen Con. I didn't expect as much character dress up and so forth. So I was
Yes, it's very interesting.
It's a lot of fun. It's very entertaining. So I'm thoroughly enjoying it. So it's a good time.
So what's in the future for Spin Master?
We have a lot of things coming out. Our games division is completely expanding. Mm-hmm. So not only did the games we acquire from Imagination, such as Factor Crap and Quelf and Urban Myth and Battle of the Sexes, which is another great long history game, and Strategico, obviously, we are coming up with newer games every day. We have Word Wave coming out soon. We have Headbands, which is a fabulously fun game. We have Quelf Jr. that we create, that we're doing as well. I mean, more and more games are coming out, so you'll see a lot of the games. And in regards to Boys Action, our designers are already on, I don't know how what you would say the level, but the fifth edition of cards coming out. So we are ready for Redekai to take the Boys Action by storm and coming for full
I'm
on.
I'm sure it will. Yeah. I've already seen some of the accoutrements that you can get for Redekai, the battle stands and stuff like that. So yeah, it looks pretty neat.
It's great. And Justin Gary from Gary Games, he's, I'm not sure which thing it is. He's either a Magic or a Wizards champion. And he helped us design our Redekai cards. So we have, and his entire team have been in the field their entire lives. So they help make sure our game is completely 100% playable, challenging, fun, tradable. Everything is just perfectly authentic and in with the game. So a lot of gamers are going crazy over this, especially because of the animation in the 3D.
It's
never
cool.
been seen before.
Know.
So
I did get a chance to play at the hobby shop back in June. And of course, my son kicked my butt. it was cool. It was pretty cool. Well, you have anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, we have the new set of Redekai. We'll be hitting hobby first. That's our motto with Redekai, is that the hobby guys are so important to us that it's hobby first and then mass. So even though since we've been in hobby since June, obviously they've had the big launch preview before anybody else. Moving forward, even though we're in mass, hobby will still get it 3 weeks prior to mass market. So everything is that. We'll have new organized play is going on throughout all hobby stores, and there'll be some in mass retail, and there'll be exclusive themed cards for OP and league play only.
Okay.
Such as we have a new Meta Charge that is the next theme of cards that are coming out in October. So hobby will get that first.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look in near the registration where everybody checks in, there's a huge 4 foot by 5 foot 3D Redekai sign, and that is the newest must-have exclusive for League Play that'll be coming out in October. So that's a kind of a good one. You might want to go check it out so you can see what you're going to get your hands on.
Okay, cool.
So it's going to be a lot of fun, yeah.
Sounds good. Now, if people want to find out more about Redekai, say on the internet,
they go? We're everywhere. Redekai.com is probably first and foremost, but we have training videos and webinars and everything that you can find on our YouTube channel, as well as we have Facebook, Twitter, you name it. We're kind of all over.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Rachel.
You're welcome. My pleasure. A lot of fun.
There you have it. Another Gaming Gang Extra straight from the floor of the Convention Center at Gen Con 2011. That was Rachel Griffin from Spin Master. Join us for other episodes of Gen Con Extra. And remember to check out Victory Point Games, where the game plays the thing.